From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Palestinian officials say newly elected President Mahmoud Abbas has ordered security forces to try to prevent militant attacks against Israel. The cabinet also ordered an investigation into a Palestinian attack that killed six Israeli civilians at a Gaza crossing last week. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has cut all ties with the Palestinian Authority because of that attack. And he said the Israeli army has free rein to do whatever is needed to stop further Palestinian violence. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian cabinet minister Kadura Faris said Abbas gave clear instructions to the security chiefs to prevent all kinds of violence, including attacks against Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa said violators will be punished. Faris told Israel Television that Abbas wants to put an end to all attacks, including rocket and mortar fire on southern Israel. If there is cooperation from Israel, we can stop all the violence from Gaza and other places, he said. A spokesman for Hamas said Hamas will not stop attacks until the Israeli occupation ends. Polls show about 20% of Palestinians agree with that position. Abbas has previously said he will not confront Palestinian militant groups, but will try to convince them to agree to a ceasefire. Tomorrow he meets heads of militant groups in Gaza to discuss a ceasefire. But Israeli officials are skeptical that Abbas will be able to put an end to the attacks. Zalman Shoval, an advisor to Prime Minister Sharon, says Abbas's statement is welcome, but Israel wants to see changes on the ground.
It's a beginning, and this should have happened before. This would have been his very first step after assuming the presidency. And we'll have to see what the results are. And this is something which can be evident in just a few days.
Shoval says that as a first step, Palestinian police should be sent to northern Gaza to stop Qassam rocket fire on southern Israel. The southern Israeli city of Sderot, where four residents were killed by Qassam rockets over the past few months, today held a day of protest against the ongoing rocket fire. An Israeli teenager is in critical condition after a rocket attack Saturday in Sderot. Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says Abbas has consistently called for an end to violence, saying it is harming Palestinian interests. But he says implementing that call won't be easy.
He's got a huge task ahead of him in terms of trying to get the militants under control. And it requires reforming the security services. It requires appointing new heads to the security services. It requires a lot of organizational work and determination.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Sharon said there were no restraints on the Israeli army to do whatever is necessary to stop Palestinian attacks. Privately, however, Israeli officials say they are postponing any large-scale military activity in Gaza for a few weeks to give Abbas a chance to fulfill his promise. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.